नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ಮಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಗಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಮುರಳಿ ಮನೋಹರ ನಂದಲಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಜ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ గోవింద గోవింద గోపాల భజ మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల మురళీ మనోహర నందలాల భజ నందలాల భజ నందలాల బృందావన జయ గోవిందలాల 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ राम राम हरे हरे गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय मुकुंद जय जय मुरारी जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय मुकुंद जय जय मुरारी जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय मुकुंद जय जय मुरारी जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधव जय जय माधव जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधव जय जय माधव जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय यादव जय जय माधव जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय यादव जय जय माधव जय जय यादव जय जय माधव जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा माधव हरि गोविंद जय 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 गोपाल जय जय राधा माधव हरि गोविंद जय जय गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय 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 राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन 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 यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे राधे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे राधे जय राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधा गोकुल नंद राधे राधे जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान 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 जय गौरनिताय 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 गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय 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 जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा प्रभुपा 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 जय जय प्रभुपा
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महर्षिल प्रभुपाद की जयम नितिलीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महर्षिल प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धा की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मदुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनमाई की तुलसीदेवी की भक्तिदेवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinami Namaste Saraswati Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadari Sorry. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसारसागरे मग्नम् दीनम् हम करुणानिधे कर्मग्राहगृहीताङ्गम् मामुद्धर भवार्णवान् श्रीमद्भागवताख्योऽयम् प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि श्रीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थम् भव सागरे मनोहरधे मदीयोऽयम् सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यम् दासोऽहम् तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नादस्त्वम् नो यद प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनम् यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनम् प्रणामो दुःखशमनम् तम् नमामि हरिम् परम् जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वया इतरतस् अर्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वरान् तेने ब्रह्म हृदाय आदिकवै मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयाम् तेजो वारिमृदम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्झितकैदवोऽत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणाम् सदाम् वेद्यम् वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदम् तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किम् वा वरैरीश्वरः सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तत्क्षणान् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितम् फलम् शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबद भागवतम् रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नुमाम् यम् प्रव्रजन्तमनुभेदमभेदकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरमज्जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेतु तम् सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिथितीर्षदाम् तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणाम् करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तम् व्याससूनम् उपयामि गुरुम् मुनीनाम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदादृदाननेन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्बदाम् मुरारेर्मधुरिम् न कनिकापि कापि कापि नमाम् विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने स्ते सरस्वतीदेवीम् गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणे श्रीमल्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्याम् नमाम् वन्दे नन्दव्रजस्त्रीणाम् पादरेणुमभीष्णश यासाम् हरिगतोद्गीतम् पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरम् करविराजितचक्रशङ्खम् कौमोदगी सरसिजम् करुणासमुद्रम् राधासहायमतिसुन्दरमन्दहासम् वातालये शमनिशम् हृदि भावयामि कोमलम् कूजयन् वेणुम् श्यामलोऽयम् कुमारका वेदवेद्यपरम् ब्रह्म भासदाम् पुरतो मम मूगम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गम् लङ्घयदे गिरिम् यल्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् श्रीकृष्णाय नमः శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమః. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం, గోవింద గోవింద. The Bhagavad Gita classes which we started in Barnet will start tomorrow in Stanmore. The remaining classes in the second chapter, that is between 4 and 6 in the morning, and that will be in Anil's house. So anybody wants the address can please take it from Anil. Okay. Chapter 12. శ్రీ భగవానువాచ నరోధయతి మాం యోగో న సాంఖ్యం ధర్మ ఏవచ న స్వాధ్యాయ తపస్త్యాగో ఇష్టాపూర్తం న దక్షిణ వ్రతాని యజ్ఞఛందాంసి తీర్థాని నియమాయమాః యథా వరుందే సత్సంగం సర్వసంగాపహోహి మాం సత్సంగేన హి దైదేయాయ దుధానా మృగాః ఖగాః గంధర్వ అప్సరసో నాగాః సిద్ధాశ్చరణ గుహ్యగాః విద్యాధరా మనుష్యేషు వైశ్యా శూద్రాస్త్రియోంద్యజాః రజస్తమ ప్రకృతయస్తస్మిన్ తస్మిన్ యుగే అనఘ బహవో మల్పదం ప్రాప్తాస్త్వాష్ట్రాకాయాధవాదయ వృషవర్వా బలిర్బాణో మయశ్చాద విభీషణ సుగ్రీవో హనుమాన్ వృక్షో గజో గృధ్రో వణిక్పథాః వ్యాధా కుబ్జా వ్రజే గోప్యా యజ్ఞపత్నిస్తథా పరే తేనాధీత శ్రుతిగణ నోపాసీత మహత్తమ అవ్రదా తప్త తపసా సత్సంగాన్ మాముపాగదాః కేవలేన హి భావేన గోప్యో గావో నగా మృగాః ఏ అన్యే మూఢధియో నాగా సిద్ధా మామీయురంజసా యమ్మ యోగేన సాంఘ్యేన దానవ్రత తపోధ్వరై వ్యాఖ్యా స్వాధ్యాయ సన్యాసై ప్రాప్నుయాద్యదవాప్నవీం అవానపీం. సో we were discussing last Sunday about the importance of satsangam. Krishna has been mentioned that many times to Uddhava. Uddhava narodhayati mam yongo na sanghyam na Uddhava. There is nothing, Uddhava, there is nothing higher than satsangam, which is the easiest process to realize the self. And we have also spoken about satsangam many times, that Krishna says there that vratam yajnam chandasya tirtham niyamam yamam, none of them can give the benefit of satsangam. Sarva sangapahohimam, why? Because satsangam takes away all sangam. Sangam means attachment in this material world. So it's only in the satsangam, sangam goes away. Sangam is the material life, material attachment goes away from us. So that's why Krishna says that Yathavarunde Salsangam Sarvasangabahohimam, which is capable of taking away all attachment to material life. So Krishna spoke about that and also says that many great personalities Krishna mentioned there, isn't it? Many great personalities Krishna mentioned. Who are all they? Bahavo Malpada Prapta Toshtra Kayadhavadaya. And he gives a list of those personalities in verse 5. And in the verse 4 he says, Vidyadhara Manushyeshu Vaishya Shudra Striyo Andijaha Rajastama Prakritayas Tasmin Tasmin Yuge Anakha. Then he says, Brahavo Malpada Prapta Toshtra Kayadhavadaya. So, Tvashtra is Vritrasuran. Vritrasura, how he got back to the spiritual world, that's a whole episode in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam that we have to talk about. So, Vritrasura Tvashtra is an important personality in the Srimad Bhagavatam when we're talking about satsangam. We talk about satsangam. Let's look at that. Now, prior to that, there are so many other personalities that due to their that due to their satsangam, they have got purified and they developed that pure the realization of the soul. There is an example in men spoken about. In all traditions, this has happened. It's not only in one tradition. In all other traditions also, through satsangam, many people have got elevated themselves in that way. So, Krishna also mentioned, even those personalities who are very much in the lower modes of nature, they able to make very quick progress, very fast progress in their spiritual life due to satsangam. An example given, one of the examples in the tradition is given is Arunagiri Nathar, a famous devotee of Lord Shiva. He was very much addicted to sense gratification, and eventually he decided to climb to the tower of the one of famous Shiva temples, and from the top of the tower he jumped to the down. But while he was jumping down, Shiva protected him and helped him and gave him the shelter. In that process, he became completely released from all his sinful activities and became a great devotee later on. So these things do happen in spiritual life. This is to indicate that satsangam brings kripa or mercy from Krishna. That is the only thing. Actually, strictly speaking, spiritual life success depends on Krishna's mercy. Only on the kripa, nothing else. We have, our ability has no value there. Our ability has no value there. Although we may say that we have to follow the regulative principles, we have to follow anushtanam, nishtha, and so many things, chanting so many rounds, all these prescribed duties are there, but the result is completely in Krishna's hands. That is not dependent on any, we have no right to demand that this should happen after I have done so much, because in what happens is, at the end of all the anushtanam or all the upasana or sadhana, whatever we do, at the end of that, when the false ego gets completely dissolved, it is then that we come to realize the truth that we are nobody. We are nobody in this world. And that realization does not happen very easily. Up to that time, we will put all our ability and ego in our process of spiritual life, and we will try to function in such a, we will try to use all our techniques and tricks and everything. But none of them will work in spiritual life anyway. No techniques or no tricks or no, nothing will work. It is completely Krishna's mercy at the end that a devotee is being given shelter by Krishna. So when Krishna wants, all these things can happen. That is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. That, and they gave the examples, all kinds of personalities. We have got a very responsible householder mother, Kunti Devi, one example. We have got a child, Prahlada, another example. From all walks of life, Vedavyasa Maharshi picked up different personalities to show to us that it is possible to acquire, to reach that stage of Krishna consciousness, no matter in what occupation one is absorbed in whatever work one is doing, it does not matter. Through satsangam, all of them have reached perfection. That's what Krishna is saying. And that is why he is giving those examples from different backgrounds. First, he gave the example of a king, Parikshit Maharaj, who had the greatest responsibilities in it, planning the ruling the whole planet. Parikshit Maharaj, at the end, when he came to know that the death is imminent, immediately he threw away everything and went and heard about Krishna, and through satsangam with Sukadev Goswami or Shukha Brahmarshi, he went back to the spiritual world. Then we have got the example, a grandfather, Bhishma Pitamaha, who has tried to do everything in this world to assert his authority, but eventually everything failed, and Bhishma recognizes that in Bhishma Stuti. If you read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Bhishma recognizes that, and eventually he also, through satsangam, went back to the spiritual world. Then we have got the example of Kunti Devi, a mother of five children who had to go through great difficulties in life in looking after the family. And even that mother, without any knowledge of Shastram, she also through satsangam went back to the spiritual world. Then we have got examples of Ambarish and so many, King Ambarish and so many other great personalities in the ninth canto. All great, great emperors and kings, they all went back to the spiritual world. Then we have got examples of Prahlada and Dhruva, two children, 5-year-old one 5 year old Dhruva Maharaj who went back to who got realized from his austerities and penance as a 5 year old boy what he has performed. And then we have got example of Prahlada, who very much within the womb of the mother Kayadhu, that he got self-realized. So self-realization is not dependent on age. Self-realization is not dependent on what background one comes from. Self-realization is not dependent on anything except that it happens when the satsangam becomes perfect. They all came through satsangam. This is the beautiful example. Krishna is talking about these things, stressing again and again that satsangam, he says to Uddhava, is the key to make that progress. And then he picked up personalities like Vritrasura from the a demon, from the demoniac side. And a best example, that Vritrasura is talking about spiritual life while in the battlefield. Have you heard an example like that? Someone standing in the battlefield and talking about spiritual life. So Vritrasura got released from material conditioned life in spiritual life and self-realization happened to him. And then we have the examples of the gopis in Vrindavanam, which we discussed before, how they also, due to satsangam, got over all the from their material existence. Same example given about the yajnavatnis, or the wives of the brahmanas, who are performing sacrifices there. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find innumerable examples, like from people from all backgrounds, who all have realized the truth by association. Why? Satsangam. So, so the thing is that one's karmam, karmagati, in other words, one's karmam, how it will take everyone is very difficult to say. It's different for everybody, isn't it? Everyone's experience in this world is different. So, Krishna is saying that there is nothing, this cannot happen, there is nothing that cannot happen in the association or satsangam. That's why he used the word there, that Srimad Bhagavatam was required to say this only. Rajastama Pragradaya, Krishna says there. In that verse, if you look, you will see there. Rajastama Pragradaya, Pragradaya tasmin yuge anaka, in the verse 4. So, Rajas and Tamas, anyone can escape from material existence, Krishna says, no matter how much in the mood of passion or how much in the mood of ignorance he may be, it does not matter. Bahavo malpada prapta, Krishna says, Bahavo malpada prapta, prapta tvashta kayadha vadhaya. Even all these people, so many people, Krishna says, they have come back to me. Tvashtran. Tvashtra is Vritrasura. Kayadhu son is Kayadhava. Prahlada. Kayadhavadaya. And he also says there, Tvashtran, he begins with Tvashtra. Tvashtra is Vritrasura's story. Vritrasura's story in the Bhagavadam. That is Tvashtran. So, this Tvashtra or Vritrasura, if you know this story in the sixth canto, isn't it? How Chitraketu had to become Vritrasura at the end. And Chitraketu had a story behind that. The pastime is mentioned there. Chitraketu had to accept the body of Vritrasura. And in Vritrasura is standing in the battlefield with the sword in the hand to fight with Indra. And it was at that time that all the demigods, they were frightened seeing that form of Vritrasura. And Indra has this thunderbolt in his hand, which he has prepared from Dadiji's backbone. Dadiji was the sage whose backbone he got from him. And from that backbone, he prepared the thunderbolt and he wanted to fight with that. So he had already, that Chitraketu had to go through so much experiences in his life. Chitraketu had no children. King Chitraketu had no children. So later on, one day, when Chitraketu was lamenting about not having children, Angiras Maharshi and Sridharta Maharshi came there. They came to see Chitraketu. When they came to see Chitraketu, Chitraketu was in an unhappy mood. And when they inquired from Chitraketu what's the cause of his lamentation, Chitraketu mentioned to them that his only concern is that he has no successor to the kingdom. the Kshatriya families, that main concern was they had no successors to the kingdom. It was then that Chitrakedu mentioned this to Angiras and Srinarada Maharshi, and Narada Maharshi and Angiras, both of them instructed Chitrakedu. What happened was that they came with the intention of giving spiritual instructions to Chitrakedu. But Chitrakedu was not in a mood to listen. You can see from this, when a person is receptive for spiritual life, only then the instructions will work. Otherwise, what will happen is that it won't be taken seriously. So, in order that a pakvada, a maturity has to develop inside before he takes up the message properly, seriously. So, Chitrakedu's situation was that he had no children. So, therefore, he was concerned about that, and no amount of advice from Angiras Maharshi or Srinarada Maharshi will work for Chitrakedu. So, when they spoke to the king, Chitrakedu mentioned to them that right now at this moment he wants to have a son. There is nothing else that matters to him. All other things he was not interested in listening. So that's why at that point Angiras Maharshi gave him a benediction that he will, from a sacrifice they have performed, the charu. Charu means the offering from that, as a prasadam was given to the king, and the king gave that to Kridadyuti, Chitrakedu's wife. Kridadyuti took that and became pregnant. And Angiras Maharshi and Srinarada Maharshi left the king and went away. And it was then that when Kridadyuti had the baby, that the king was in extreme bliss. While this benediction was given to the king that he will have a child very soon, Angiras Maharshi also told the king that you will have a son, but with this very son will become a source of joy for you and at the same time a source of distress as well. This is how the blessing was from Angiras. So they had this baby, and Kridadyuti had many other co-wives who were and servant maids to look after this child. And they were looking after the child, and Chitrakedu and Kridadyuti were living very happily. After some time, one day, the other wives of Chitrakedu had many, many wives. The other wives of Chitrakedu, they felt envy of Kridadyuti, because Kridadyuti was getting more attention from the king, and therefore they decided to take a revenge on Kridadyuti, because they could not control their mind anymore. So they decided to poison the child, which they did, and the child died. And at that point, Kridadyuti and Chitrakedu became very frustrated about the life. So you can see there, Srinarada Maharshi coming with Angiras Maharshi and again coming to see Chitrakedu. At that time, Chitrakedu was in terrible distress. So then Narada Maharshi decided to bring that jiva back again to life, the child who left this world. So the child was invited to come back, and he came back. And when it came back, Srinarada Maharshi says to the jiva, it is addressed as jiva there, told the jiva to stay back at home in the king's family and not to leave that. The jiva replies to Narada Maharshi and to the king that my prarabdham in that body is over. There is no need for me to stay here. I am going back to my next body where I have to perform other prarabdham. So you are talking to me, he says to Chitrakedu, that and to Srinarada Maharshi, you are asking me to stay here and make your parents happy by staying back. In several lifetimes, I had several parents, several father and several mothers I had. Which one are you talking about? That's how Jiva answered that question. Jiva answered that question like that. Jiva is saying that in several lifetimes I had several parents. Which parents do you want me to go and please them? Similarly, I was also a father in many lifetimes for many children. So if I start worrying about all of them, what is going to happen? This was the way the Jiva answered. When Jiva spoke like this, that made Chitragiri to realize that the time has come to leave home. So the desire for self-realization happened in Chitragedu's mind, and Chitragedu decided to leave home. So here you can see there are two personalities here. One Srinarada Maharshi and the other one Angiras Maharshi. So Angiras Maharshi decided to give vairagyam, renunciation to Chitragedu. And that is why he gave the blessing to have this child, fully knowing that the child will leave him after a couple of years from that family. It will go, leave and go. So he became the Vairagya Guru for renunciation for Chitragedu. And Srinarada Maharshi comes at the point when Chitragedu was ready to receive the proper instruction. It was then that Srinarada Maharshi instructs Chitragedu. So Chitragedu has become, Chitragedu was given these two different personalities have instructed Chitragedu. Angiras has become the Vairagya Guru and Srinarada Maharshi became the Jnana Guru, or one who gave the spiritual knowledge to him. So two sages had to play this role in Chitraketu's life. So so when Angiras Maharshi and came there, when the baby died, they were asking him, they were telling him that it is immaterial how the child died, because naturally they says to him that when you sow so many seeds in the field, not all the seeds will sprout. All the seeds won't sprout. Some of them will sprout, some of them may not. But those who have sprouted, not all of them grow and become a tree or become a full plant. And not all those who have become the plant will have flowers. And not all those who have got flowers will have fruits. And not all those who have got fruits will have their fruits ripened. So, like this you can see, this is the laws of nature. That many will survive, many may not survive in this world. In this way, Angiras Maharshi was talking to Chitragedu to come to terms with it, about this, that in order to create vairagyam in his mind, Chitragedu was instructed by Angiras Maharshi in that way. That means samyogam and viyogam. Samyogam means coming into contact with other people. Viyogam means separation from them. Samyogam and viyogam is a part of this life. Every living entity has to accept this. There is no alternative to that. So, when I came to instruct you before, Angiras Maharshi is saying, Jnatva anyabhinivesham te putrameva dadamaham. That I have come to you actually to give you knowledge, to spiritual knowledge and to take you in the right direction. But when I came to you, I saw, he says, Jnatva anya abhinivesham, which means that you have some excessive attachment to something different than the spiritual realization. And therefore, he says there, te putrameva dadavaham. Therefore, I decided to give you that mercy of having a child. So, this is how in the Bhagavatam that story goes on. So, why this particular word is spoken there? If you look into the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you will say there that the sum of the things very important as far as our spiritual life also is concerned. In Bhagavatam, this is the important things what we have to pick up. It is in the 15th chapter. If you look into the 15th chapter, in the 6th canto, you will see there, Angiras Maharshi is saying there, that, tadaiva de param jnanam dadami grahamagadaha jnatva anyabhinivesham de putrameva dadavaham. That I came to you, tadaiva de param jnanam, the highest spiritual knowledge, I wanted to give it to you. And with that intention I came to your palace. But Nyatva Anya Abhinivesamde Putrameva Dada Avaham. But you were not ready. At that time when I came, I saw that your attachment elsewhere was very, very strong. So therefore Nyatva Anya Abhinivesham. So Nyatva Anya Abhinivesham, what Angiras Maharshi is saying here is this, that if one has some strong material desire inside, it will stay inside like a block inside. It's like a block inside. Therefore, it will close all the holes of hearing. Shravanam. Shravanam won't happen. So you can see the problem that Shravanadvaram. Shravanadvaram is the ears, isn't it? The mind, and also the ears also particularly will be blocked when you have some intense desire inside for something else. That is happening. That's what he's saying here. That Nyatva Anyabhinivesham Te Putrameva Dadavaham. So this is the way it happens, he says here. Angiras Maharshi is saying there that if we have different desires, those desires are present through all our nerves in this body and it will close these holes, this Shravanadvaram. It will close these holes. Then whatever that is spoken to that person in favor of that desire, he will hear that. Only those things, suppose Chitrakedu here for example had the desire to have a son. So as soon as the Angiras Maharshi told them that, well, you can have a son, immediately Chitrakedu's ears all became clear. Chitrakedu could hear. Till then, whatever Angiras Maharshi told him, he couldn't hear it. Because these holes were all locked, closed. They were not receptive. So this is called Nyatva Anyabhinivesham. It is a particular obstacle in spiritual life. We also same thing. When we have a lot of material desires and thoughts and material planning going on inside, no matter whatever that is spoken about spiritual life and soul and reality, truth, absolute truth, no truth will go inside. It will not happen. That is the fact. So whatever, if you speak to him anything related to the thoughts that is inside, according to the whatever thoughts that is he has inside, a person has inside, if you speak about that, those things will go in. Those things will go in. Otherwise it will not happen. That is why Anyabhinivesham, he says, Angiras Maharshi says that therefore whatever I have spoken to you, you didn't hear. Now that the child is dead, and therefore he says here that adhuna putrinam tapo bhavatei vanubhuyade evam dara grihārāyo vividai aishwarya sambadāha. That now you have experienced it, that this thing called the child or family life is also permanent, and it has left you, the child has left you. Similarly, wife, relatives, the wealth, assets, property, everything will leave you one day. Adhuna putrinam tapo bhavadaivanubhuyate evam dara grihārāyo vividaishwarya sambadāha. Angiras Maharshi is saying to Chitrakedu that your dharam, griham, wife and the home, and also vividha aishwarya sambadaha, all other kinds of material opulences also will leave you one day. Will one day leave you. Shabdadayascha vishayaschala rajya vibhudayaha mahi rajyam balam kosho vrithya matya suhurjanaha. Then their association also their association also, similarly, not only the child, but treasury and the land, the property, the kingdom, and your strength, the ministers, the friends, everything, all of them will create one day distress for you. Sarve vishura senemi shogamoha bhayartidaha gandharvanagara prakhya sapnamaya manoradaha. That sapnamaya manoradaha, that one should not, this is all knowing very well that it is Maya what is causing all these things. One should take it that one should not allow the mind to wander around in these things and get miserable about that. And important thing is, Angiras Maharshi told Chitraketu, that important thing is to control the mind, to make it peaceful, and develop vairagyam, detachment from this. The king woke up at that point, and the king asked, what should I do at this point? He says to him that they called the child back and spoke to him about it, told the child to get into the body again, which he has left. The child says, which body and which father, which mother? All these questions came up. That then it is then that my prarabdham is over in that body. And saying that, that living entity left at that point. And he became completely detached. Purna vairagyam happened to him. And it was then that Narada Muni instructed about this mantra for Narada Maharshi says, Eda mandro vanishadam pradicha preto omama yam dharayan sapta ratrad drashta sangarshanam prabhum. Then Siddhartha Maharshi says to Angiras Maharshi, to Chitraketu, now that you are receptive, I will instruct you on a particular mantra to chant. If you chant this for 7 days and seven nights, you will have a realization of the truth. You will have a darshanam, or you will see Sangarshanamurti, Lord Sangarshanamurti, Sangarshanam Prabhum. Saptaryatra drashta sangarshanam prabhum. That sangarshanamurti will come appear in front of you. Now, could you kindly move a little bit, friend, please? Now, in this story means in this particular episode of Vritrasura story, what's happening from now on is yoga darshanam. Yoga darshanam means that the sages have this power to give you an experience in a higher level, higher consciousness, in other words. Chitraketu has not left the body. You have to remember that. If you look into Bhagavatam carefully, you will see there, when Chitraketu became a Vidyadhara, it is still saying Chitraketu Vacha. In other words, Chitraketu hasn't left his body. He is in a dream state. It is in the dream state all these experiences are happening to Chitraketu. What is that experience? After chanting this mantra, which Sri Narada Maharshi has given to Chitraketu, Chitraketu has experienced this yoga darshanam. That means practicing that yoga system, a perfection is happening to him. In that perfection stage, he is experiencing a dream. And in that dream, he is experiencing that he has gone and met Lord Balaram, Sangarshanamurti in Vaikuntham. He meets Sangarshanamurti, and Sangarshanamurti gave this special benedictions to Chitraketu. That benediction was that he will become a Vidyadhara. Vidyadhara is a Vidyadharas, Charanas, Kinnaras, Guhyagas. They are living entities on a higher level than the human species. They enjoy life more than us. They don't have the physical problems like we face. They have much better material bodies. They are also in the material world, but they enjoy a life on a much higher plane. So he becomes a Vidyadhara. This is all happening in that dream state for him. He becomes a Vidyadhara, and before that, he glorifies Lord Sangarshana in Vaikuntham. So Balaram blesses him and he becomes a Vidyadhara, and he is traveling. And when he was traveling, he has been given the association of so many other beautiful Apsaras women to travel with him. So they were all singing, and they are fond of music, and they were singing, and they could travel to different planets. So while they were traveling, that it was then that in one instance, that some of the Vidyadharas wanted to go and see Lord Shiva in Kailasam. Lord Shiva in Kailasam. So when they wanted to go, Chitraketu also told them that he wanted to accompany them. He wanted to accompany them to Kailas. So those Vidyadharas who were there, they knew that he is a new entry into their world. And perhaps it may not be proper to take him at that stage. He was new to the... You can say he was a bhakta or something like that. So he got in anyway, but he insisted that he should go with them. So they had to take him. They took him. So all other Vijayadaras went to see Lord Shiva, and our Chitrakedu also went there. He goes there. Because in 7 days' time, because he has not perfected in his spiritual life, Ragadvesham has not gone from inside. You have to remember that. That before the fruit became mature, you have made it mature by forcefully, like treating with the acetylene or some gases like they do with the mangoes. It is a similar situation with him, that they have treated him and made him a Vidyadhara. So naturally the vasanas have not gone away from inside. When the vasanas are there, it will come out at any time. So when they went there, they saw, our Chitrakedu saw, Lord Shiva was sitting there and instructing all the great sages on the transcendental knowledge. When he was instructing, Sri Parvati was sitting on Lord Shiva's lap, and when they saw that, when Chitrakedu saw that, immediately it came out from his mouth certain things which he shouldn't have spoken at that time. He says, "Is this Lord Shiva you are talking about? He's behaving like a completely uncivilized person." Prakritam, he says here. Prakritam means absolutely no proper etiquette in behavior. Supposed to be the spiritual master of all the sages, and he acts in such a way, and these things he came out from his mouth. Shiva heard this, all this commentary from comments from other Vidyadharas didn't say anything. Only our Chitrakedu spoke like that. Because the vasanas have not gone, it came out rapidly from inside. So when they heard that, Lord Shiva also didn't say one thing. Shiva knew who he is and where he is coming from, so he didn't say anything. But Sri Parvati, before anything could be said, Sri Parvati cursed him to become an asura, to go and become an asura. Your nature is an asura's nature, so you become an asura. And that's how she cursed him. Then, when he went to see Sankarsanamurti in the dream, this is happening. In the Sankarsanamurti's state, he is seeing Sankarsanamurti and he is seeing the presence of so many other great personalities also there in the Vaikuntha planet. So, it is then that he has been instructed this. Just like, it was a similar situation, something like, suppose in a dream you have been given a big feast, what will happen? You will have that feast, won't you? And you will enjoy that feast also in the dream. So similar situation, this knowledge has come to Chitrakedu in this dream, very strong realizations that he is meeting Sankarsanamurti, Lord Balaram, and then he is going to Kailasam and all these things happening. All this is going through in his dream. Then, first thing, he is having a dream that I am Chitrakedu. And in that dream, another dream that I am this Vidyadhara. So all these things are happening to him. So he says here that the Tadaivade Param Yanam Dadami Graham Agada, that Angiras Maharshi told him that I have come to speak to you about spiritual life, but you couldn't listen to it. So because Sankarsanamurti enlightened him with the transcendental knowledge, Sankarsanamurti gave him a deeper realizations that he got higher realization from Sankarsanamurti's instructions, but still that vasana inside has not left him. If you look into the 17th chapter, there is a verse about that, saying that the 17th chapter, he says there that the Jadadaras Trivratava Brahmavadi Sabhapadi Angi Krityastriyam Chaste Gadakri Prakrito Yadaha. This is the opinion of Chitrakedu about Lord Shiva. Jadadaras Trivratava Brahmavadi Sabhapadi. Jadadhari, Lord Shiva is Jadadhari. I am performing intense penances. And he is keeping this woman on the lap, and he is lecturing to the sages like a prakritan. Prakritan means one who has not refined at all. And this is what he spoke at that point. Then, and Sri Parvati immediately came up and gave this blessing to him that you become a demon. Become a demon. And that is why he has to leave there immediately. So So, so it is then that he had to accept the body of Vritrasura. He has to accept the body. This is also happening in that dream, in the Vritrasura's body. He had to develop. And it is that Vritrasura, we will not go into the story too much, that you can read Srimad Bhagavatam. It is there. Very detailed description in the Prabhupada is given the whole detailed purports also on those topic. What we are concerned about, what was happening to this Vritrasura, what is that satsangam, what Vritrasura had, how did that change happen to Vritrasura? This is important. This is a very subtle things expressed there. If we will try to understand this, because it's important that in spiritual life, some of the things which we don't take note of. Vritrasura says there, when he saw Sankarsanamurti in his friend, that that satsangam what he had in that dream suddenly made Vritrasura to go into a transcendental mood in the battlefield. Imagine that. That this is an unusual story in the Bhagavatam, this story of Vritrasura. Because normally you don't expect in the battlefield you will be ready to fight, isn't it? You'll be ready to fight. And what you require is more firing, that you want to fight the war. Vedavyasa Maharshi is not telling us the story to discuss about the war. That's not the intention behind it. War, there are so many wars going on, and that's not the goal. Purpose of saying this to us is to understand something different than all that. That the due to association with Sankarsanamurti, with Lord Balaram, the association has caused tremendous impact satsangam for him. And the result of that was that while he was standing there in the battlefield, he is seeing Sankarsanamurti there. That vision he had from Sankarsanamurti, it has followed him. It has followed him in the battlefield. Although temporarily he forgot when he saw Lord Shiva everything, when he came back to the battlefield and he had to fight with Indra, you know the story, Indra had to fight with Rasura. Indra wanted to kill Vritrasura. Therefore, he had to prepare that special thunderbolt with Dadiji's backbone. That story you all know. If we go into that, it will take a long time. So, with Dadiji's backbone, he prepared the thunderbolt, Vajrayudham, and then he comes to kill our Vritrasura. Vritrasura is standing there and suddenly goes into this transcendental mood. Why? Because of this satsangam. So, he goes into samadhi state at that point. Imagine he has come there to fight the war and he goes into samadhi state. Then, so, and at that time, Vritrasura instructs Indra about spiritual life. How things can happen in one's life. That's what I'm saying. All our karma on an individual level is different for everyone. Everyone has different karmagadi. How karma will take us, in what direction, what will happen, nobody knows about it. So anything can happen. In our Chitrakedu's case, this is what has happened. That he was standing there and with tremendous, that satsangam was full in his heart, that he started glorifying Krishna in the battlefield, standing there. When Indra saw that, Indra didn't know what to do. Seeing this great devotee standing in front of him, immediately Indra becomes his devotee. Indra went there, worked very hard to make this thunderbolt to kill him. But due to the association of Vritrasura, Indra was affected. Indra could not fight the war. Indra could not fight the war. And Indra started becoming a devotee of Vritrasura at that point. When Vritrasura realized that, if I stand like this, talking about Krishna, Indra won't kill me. Because that was the purpose of this war, isn't it? Vritrasura was cursed for a certain period of time to stay in that body, Vritrasura's body. But Vritrasura felt that if Indra becomes my devotee in this way, he is not going to kill me. So I won't get released from this body. And that is why you have to study those verses in the Bhagavatam which were spoken by Vritrasura very carefully. If you study those verses, you will see that the If you study those verses, you will see what Vritrasura is talking about. What Vritrasura is talking about. So in that whole story, the important thing is that message, what Vritrasura had to tell us. If you get into those verses and start looking at them, you will see the important message Vritrasura is giving to us. Then Vritrasura says to him that if I lose this body, one of the statements from Vritrasura is, if I lose this body, I will go back to the spiritual world where fully realized souls I will associate with. This is a statement from Vritrasura. Because right now I am seeing Lord Balaram talking to me, giving me a direct instruction. Indra is not seeing anything. Indra is standing there as Indra. And Indra is looking at Vritrasura, and Indra could not understand what was happening with Vritrasura. But Indra felt that presence of Vritrasura very much. The powerful presence of Vritrasura affected Indra very much. So Vritrasura was a very powerful person, a fierce personality. If you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see that he became very soft in his nature and he is speaking very, very sweet. Very, very sweetly to Indra. And as soon as Vritrasura started speaking in a very soft tone, immediately Indra's mind also became very peaceful. These are all salsangam. Salsangam is going on in the battlefield. This is the message. Salsangam can happen anywhere. There is no limitations. It can only happen in a room or in a temple or anywhere. Where it will happen also nobody can say. This is to indicate to us that why Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield. Because in the battlefield, this knowledge, self-realization can happen. It can happen anywhere. There is no place worse than a battlefield to talk about spirituality, isn't it? Most disturbed place is battlefield. And in the battlefield, this knowledge was spoken and it has worked. So Krishna's question to all of us is, we are all saying we are very, very busy in this world, isn't it? So we have no time for spiritual life. Krishna's point is that in a battlefield, if this knowledge can work, how come it cannot work in our normal life? Normal life means household life or brahmachari life or sannyasa life, whatever life it is. We are all not that busy like Arjuna fighting a battle there. We are just living in this world. Krishna says this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, can work anywhere. It's not limited to any particular place or time or space, anything like that. So here, you will see there, Vritrasura also saying here, that when Vritrasura instructed Indra, that the purpose of life is not to fight, but to develop Krishna consciousness, bhakti. When he says there, that everything you will lose, and Krishna, when he wants to reward someone with bhakti, he will not give anything to them. He will not give anything to them. On the other hand, Krishna takes away everything when he decides to give bhakti to somebody. Bhakti is it's a very, very rare thing. That pure bhakti, parabhakti, as it is mentioned in the Bhagavadam, that bhakti is not given very freely. It's only given when the candidate is fully qualified, and before that, Krishna gives him a lot of distress also before bhakti is offered to him. So Vritrasura says to Indra, that when one experiences a lot of distress in their material life, you can take it that Krishna is very pleased with him. Krishna is very pleased with him. That normally most of the people think, I worship Krishna, I served Krishna so much, why did I get so much distress in my life? But Vritrasura's point is that when distress comes to us in constantly, one can take it that Krishna's mercy is also following that. Before the sun rises, he says there, that how, that the light starts coming up. Similarly, Krishna is also, mercy is like that. That is the nature. So in the Bhagavadam, when he talks about this, Vritrasura says in the 11th chapter, a few verses, that he says there, that the Vritrasura's words to Indra. He says, Trivargigaya savikhadam asmalpadir vidate purushasya shakraham tadonumeyo bhagaval prasadam yo durlabho akinchana gocharonyaihi. Then, Trivargigaya savikhadam asmal. Then, there is a conversation between Indra and also our Vrutrasura. Conversation is saying here that I am Krishna's servant. He says, servant of the servant, that he is my Lord whom I have taken complete shelter. And Taivargigaya Savikadam Asmal Padirvidate Purushasya Shakraham, that this is an important statement from Vrutrasura. Trivargigam means that dharmam, artham, kamam. These are trivargam. Out of the four, dharma, artha, kama, moksham, the first three are called trivargam, trivargigam. Trivargigaya savikhadam asmal padirvidate purushasya shakraham. Then Krishna puts a devotee problems for him in acquiring these three. What? Dharmam, artham and kamam. If there is problems happening in life, sometimes people work very hard to make money. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen. They don't make it. And similarly, other artham, kamam, or fulfilling their material desires, all becomes very frustrated. So when such frustration happens, Vrutrasura's point is, Trivargigaya savikadamasmal padirvidhate purushasya shakraham, that Krishna puts obstacles to a person first and makes him helpless in this world. And he says here that tadonumeyo bhagaval prasado yo durlabho akinchana gocharonyehi, that only when that happens, those devotees who have no material desires, they will be given with all kinds of spiritual mercy will come from Krishna at that point in time to them. So, Krishna's mercy, we were discussing in the beginning, isn't it? Kripa, Krishna's mercy. Nobody can demand for that. And there is no guarantee that you may perform so many austerities and penances and execute your sadhana very well. But ultimately, success in spiritual life is completely dependent on Krishna's mercy, kripa. So that mercy comes to that person, but prior to giving that mercy, Krishna puts him through a lot of distress in life. And to make that person mature enough to appreciate that mercy when it comes from Krishna. We only appreciate something when we know the value of it, isn't it? Suppose Krishna gives all of us a lot of mercy, what will happen? We won't be bothered about Krishna anymore, isn't it? So first Krishna has to make us to appreciate that first. What is Krishna's mercy before he gives it to us? That is why it is done like that. That Taivargi Gayasa Vikhadam. So in order to make us conscious of that, first we have to go through these things. So when we say Krishna consciousness is all singing and dancing, it's not always singing and dancing. That also we have to remember. That in the beginning it's all singing and dancing and feasting. So only in the beginning. When the progress is happening, you will see it's not singing and dancing and feasting. It's much more heavy. Things come. And if you stay in the singing and dancing platform, you can stay like that. But what Vrutrasura is saying here is, that singing, dancing will stop one day. And Trivargigayasa Vigadam Asmal. That Trivargigam, that you will struggle very hard in this world to live, but everything will become difficult. Everything will become difficult. This question raised also, that one devotee asked this question once to Krishna. After seeing what Vasudeva and Devaki had to go through to have Krishna as a child and Balaram as a child, six children before that were slaughtered, butchered by Kamsa. If a father and mother had to see this, to have Krishna as a child, is that worthwhile? They were asking this question to Krishna one day. So similarly, they had to be locked up, and all the time they were threatened by Kamsa. And Vasudeva and Devaki had to go through so much distress in their life before they had Krishna. So it is possible that in an advanced state of Krishna consciousness, when one understands the value of Krishna consciousness, only then you can appreciate that. That when we experience distress in this material world, then we will know that what is the value of Krishna consciousness. Up to that time, our normal Krishna consciousness will go on in the way it's going on. So, Bhagavatam is opening up some things to us. Trivargi gayasa vikhadam asmal and padurvidate purushasya chakra. Tado anumeyo bhagaval prasadam. Bhagaval prasadam will come yo durlabho akinchana gocharanyi. It is very, very rare for those who are not akinchanas, who are not completely finished with this world. So, vairagyam is the another step in that. As you saw in Chitragedu's case also, Chitragedu won't listen when he was a king, and many wives and big palace and all kinds of material happiness, nothing will get in. So, eventually, Chitragedu had to go through this to come to the platform of receptivity, how to receive that message of spiritual life. So, therefore, Angiras Maharshi gave him a child and then took away the child, and then Sridharana Maharshi comes and gives the transcendental knowledge to him. So these are things in spiritual life to be understood, and it should be, and this makes a person to become inward looking, to think about life a little deeper than the normal way. So in order to turn our attention inwards, inquiry about the soul, to become detached from material life, this presence in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and at that point, he says here that the Suresha Kasmana Hinoshi Vajram Purastide Vairini Mayamokam Ma Samshaishtanaga Deva Vajram Sanishpalam Krubanartevayatnyam. Then, when Krutrasura says to Indra, use your weapon now on my body and take me out from this body. He's saying to Indra, take me out from this body. And you got this weapon, got from Dadiji's backbone. You manufactured it and brought it here. And please kill me with that. And if you do that, it will become very auspicious for you. This is how the enemy is talking to Indra. So, in the next word, Manvesha Vajrastava Shakra Tejasa Harer Dadiche Stavasa Ajate Jidaha Teneva Shatram Jahi Vishnu Yandrido Yado Harer Vijayashir Gunastada. Then, after all, this thunderbolt has been sharpened by Dadi Maharshi's backbone, and you have been given the encouragement by Krishna to bring this thunderbolt here to kill me. And wherever Krishna is present, all auspicious things will happen. I have no doubt about it. In other words, because Krishna has instructed you to do that, I am very happy to face that, because if Krishna does something, the only thing that can come out from that will be all auspicious. So much devotion Vritrasura had for Krishna, that he says like this, that nothing can go wrong. So if you kill me, it is Krishna's desire that it should happen, and that will release me from this. And he was asking, why are you waiting? He is saying to Indra. And when Vritrasura spoke all these things to Indra, Indra says to Indra was in a dilemma, because Indra has worked very hard to come to this, to get this weapon, isn't it? Remember the whole story that he had to go to Dadiji Maharshi. Dadiji Maharshi initially said, no, I can't give you my... He's telling him that you give up your body and let me take your backbone. This is what Indra was asking to Dadiji. But Dadiji says, all right, if it helps you, you can have it. What use this body for me? And gave the body to him. So then only he took that. So he had to work very hard to please Dadiji first and to get this weapon. And he comes here now and he finds that Vritrasura is speaking like this to him. So it was at that time that Vritra was speaking to Indra, was speaking to him, that when he realized that Indra was not going to kill him, when he saw the devotion in Indra's heart, seeing this powerful devotee Vritrasura, Vritrasura understood that Indra is not going to kill him. It is then that he opened his mouth and took Indra inside. Vritrasura's mouth is discussed in the Bhagavatam, such a huge mouth through which Indra went inside. Indra went inside and started cutting from inside to come out. So he had to cut open the belly of Vritrasura to come out. So he came out from inside, from Vritrasura's belly, and then he cut the legs and hands as well of Vritrasura. See, so at that point, Vritrasura is saying that you want only my body, isn't it? You can't do anything with me about the soul. Soul is free from all these things. And you could see at that point that Vritrasura was totally realized soul. So realized soul is only waiting for the body to drop. And if somebody takes away the body, Vritrasura says, my prarabdham is over with this. And he says three verses in the Bhagavatam, which are very famous verses. Aham hare tava padaiga moolam, dasanu daso bhavidasmi bhuya. Manasmare dasu padair gunamste, grinidava karma karyodukaya. Nanaka prashtam, nachaparameshtim, nasarvabhavam, narasadivatyam, na yoga siddhi, ramunarbhavam va, samanjasutva virahaya kangshe. Ajada vaksham viva madharam ghaka, stanyam yatha, valsadara, chutharta, priyam priyeva, vishidam mishana, mano aravindacha, dudurchadetvam. Mam uttama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bhramadasva karma bhi tunmaye atmalpaja dharagehe asakta chittasya nanatha bhuyad. These are the words from while leaving the body. It is a prayers from Vritrasura to Krishna. Vritrasura is saying to Krishna that I have only one desire, that life after life, dasanu daso bhavidasmi bhuya, that I do not forget your lotus feet. Manasmareda asubadir gunamste grinidava karma karo dukaya, that whatever I have been given, this material body, the mind, the intelligence, everything, let that be in Krishna's service. Then he says, I do not want a place in the heaven, Indra's position, Brahma's position, Emperor's position, any yoga siddhis. None of them I am looking forward to. Nanaka prishtam, nacha parameshtyam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhi, abunarbhavam va. If I have to take birth again, I am not bothered. Samanjasatva virahaya kankshem. But what I cannot have is separation from you, separation from Krishna. Vritrasura was praying, when will I get back to Krishna? Samanjasatva virahaya kankshe. Then he gives an example. Ajada baksham vivamadaram ghagastanyam yatha valsatara chutartha. That when little baby birds in the nest, they wait for their parents to come back in the evening, the father and mother with the food, how they wait there. And when the parents come back to the nest, they see these babies, how the affection flows from them. Similarly, I am also have been waiting like this for your association for so many years. Chitrakedu is speaking this. And ajada baksham vivamadaram ghaga stanyam yatha valsadara chutartha. That valsadara chutartha, that they are hungry. These babies are hungry. Baby birds are hungry. They are waiting for the father and mother to bring the food. Priyam priyeva vishidam vishannaham, that how a lover feels for the beloved when that separation happens for a long period of time. Mano aravinda achadidrkshadetvam. Similarly, I am waiting for your arrival and I am having to have my association with you. In that way, Chitrakedu is talking, and mamo uttama shloka janeshu saukhyam samsara chakre bhramadasva karma bhi, that every living entity in this world is, according to their karmam, is rotating in this world through different bodies, different species, different planets and different bodies. It's going on. Samsara chakre bhramadam so karma bhi, according to one's own karmam, is going on. Tunmaya atmal bajadaragehe asakta chittasya nanadha bhuyad. So he's remembering back what happened in Chitragedu's body, that I got somehow or the other attached to my family life too much. Asakta chittasya nanatha bhuya, let that not happen to me anymore. In this way, he prayed at that point. And so here, Krishna is saying here that Chitragedu went back to the spiritual world. After that, after these prayers, Chitragedu goes back to the spiritual world. So Tvashtav's son is Chitragedu. This Vritrasura is called Tvashtra. Because of that, he is called Tvashtra. He got association of who all? Angiras Maharshi, Srinarda Maharshi, and Lord Sankarshan. And later on, Lord Shiva also. So, four very powerful salsangam he had. Just because of salsangam, you can see how Vritrasura escaped from this and from this material life. Once for all, he got the realization, released himself. That is why Krishna has quoted him as an example in this, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The story of Ritrasura is also in the Vedas. Not all Bhagavatam stories are in the Vedas, but story of Ritrasura particularly is in the Vedas. So in other words, it has a very deep purport, in the sense that even the Vedic literature, all the Vedas also have taken this pastime of Ritrasura important in their in them. Then after that, the next one, he says there, Kayathavadhaya. Kayathava means Prahlada. Kayadhu son is Kayathava, Prahlada, isn't it? So Prahlada is the next personality Krishna is talking about. So Prahlada's case, Prahlada Narada Parashara Pundarigam. Pundarigam Vyasa Ambarisha Shuga Shaunaga Bhishma Gadhyam. These are all the great personalities. Prahlada Narada Parashara Pundarika Vyasambarisha Shuga Shaunaga Bhishma Gadhyam. That all these among personalities, Prahlada is one of the topmost personalities. And first of them is Prahlada, Hiranyakashipu's son. That he had this Alsangam while he was in the womb, isn't it? While within the womb itself, this Alsangam happened. Just to see the effect of Alsangam, Krishna is talking to us an example which has happened right within the womb of the mother. He hasn't even come out. The mind is not working. This is important thing. The mind is not working, the intelligence is not working, but Salsangam is working. What does it prove? It proves that in Salsangam it is not happening. If you try to capture with mind and intelligence, it won't work. If we try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, through mind and intelligence, it won't be understood. It is like the way it has happened to Prahlada, the same way it happens to the soul. The soul experiences that realization comes to the soul. That is the important message there. That is why Prahlada's example was given. Tvashtra Kayathavadaya. That only in the womb this can happen. That in the womb means what? Mind is not developed. Intelligence is not developed. Nothing is developed. So in that age he is self-realized. Prahlada is already self-realized. Inside the womb he is realized the truth. That is why when that baby came out, first thing what did he say in the Bhagavatam, if you look in the seventh canto, Govinda Parirambhidaha. That he was everywhere, wherever he looks, he's only seeing Krishna, nothing else. Imagine that. Then we are seeing everything except Krishna everywhere, isn't it? And Prahlada came out from the womb, Prahlada only saw Krishna everywhere, nothing else. Govinda Parirambhida, he says. That just like, if you, Kamsa also saw the same way everywhere Krishna wants. Just before death, that night, when Kamsa was going to be, Kamsa has imprisoned Vasudeva and Devaki, that night, if you look into the Bhagavatam, he was completely Krishna conscious, 100%. Everywhere he was looking, is Krishna there? Krishna there. Even while he was sitting, he was taking the cushion and checking underneath if Krishna was there. So he was so Krishna conscious, Kamsa, in one way, in one style. Prahlada in another style, he was also Krishna conscious, but Prahlada's Krishna consciousness was such, when he came out of the womb, he was only seeing Krishna everywhere, nothing else. Govinda Parirambhida. That is the words in the Bhagavatam. So you can see that Krishna consciousness is not dependent on the mind, is not dependent on the intelligence. This is the proof for that. That is why Prahlada's story is spoken there. We are always thinking, oh, how do I understand Bhagavatam? And we want to understand everything. The moment you try to understand, you lost it. You can take it, you have lost it. Because we are trying to bring everything within the limits of the mind and intelligence, which we do for everything else. Isn't it? The same thing will apply to spiritual life also. It won't work. It won't work. It is realization, the transcendental realization which comes from Krishna's mercy and mercy alone. Mercy and mercy alone. So therefore, spiritual activities are different. They are not on the same level as the material activities. Then, he did not execute any penances or austerities. Did you notice? Prahlada didn't execute any austerities or penances because already he was realized. Dhruva Maharaj had to go through 6 months severe austerities and penances. In the Bhagavatam you will see. He was many, many weeks without food, eating only leaves and drinking only water and then only air. Like this he had to perform severe austerities before he saw Krishna. But Prahlada, when he came out from the womb, he was realized. So he didn't have to do any austerities or penances. That why is that? Because in the womb, Narada gave him the association. Sri Narada Maharshi's association. Narada was actually looking at different personalities to whom to give association. Eventually, he found that whenever he gave association, they were not always taking it very seriously. So he thought the best thing to do is to go before he comes out. Once he comes out, then Maya will capture him. So he caught Prahlada before he came out. So therefore Prahlada escaped without any problems. So Prahlada's example is given like that. Kayathavadaya and then Vrishaparva and Mahabali or Banasura, Maya, Vibhishana. All these personalities. Look at those personalities. Vrishabharva was a king. Mahabali was a king. Banasura was a king. Maya was a demon. And Vibhishana was also a Rakshasa. So a list of Rakshasas and Asuras who all escaped without executing any sadhana. This is another important thing. No sadhana. We will say better to become a demon then, isn't it? Then we have to go through so much otherwise. We have no guarantee, like Vishnu said, after all this chanting, all these restrictions in life, and still you are not making it. But these personalities, they all, through association, Krishna says, they became realized the truth. They became self-realized. Now, we are going to now discuss about this personality, Vibhishana. Vibhishana is one, we'll go through everyone separately. But let's look at Vibhishana first. Vibhishana's story is very, very interesting. In Ramayanam as well as in the Bhagavatam also. So if you look into Kishkindha Gandam, Valmiki Maharshi talks about this Vibhishana. Vibhishana's story is like this, that Vibhishana's, Ravana's younger brother, he came to see Lord Ramachandra, isn't it? He came to see Lord Ramachandra. Prior to that, what happened was Anjaneya Swami, Hanuman went to the Sri Lanka and burned Lanka heavily. He set fire to the whole place and came back. So Ravana immediately called for a meeting of all the advisors. He called all his demonic advisors. They were all invited. And in that meeting, Ravana was asking for their different opinions, what he should do. If one monkey could come and do this, if all the monkeys come and start, what will happen? This was Ravana's question, which is a valid question, isn't it? If one monkey, what Hanuman has done, can do what he has done, what will happen if all those monkeys, because he got information through the agents that they are coming to have a war with Ravana. Ramachandra is coming and Lakshmana is coming and all the Sugriva and the army is assisting him. Sugriva's army is assisting him. So, when this meeting was going on in Ravana's palace, all those demons who were present there, Rakshasa advisors, we'll say the Rakshasa advisors, you can say national security advisors of Ravana. We also have these days, isn't it, national security advisors everywhere. So, the national security advisor for Ravana gave the opinion to Ravana, that when Hanuman came, we were not here. We were away in different places. That's why he could do that. If we were here, he could have never done this. That was their opinion. So Vibhishana at that time says to Ravana, Ravana, your planet Saturn is one of the worst position in the 8th house, which means that you will get such advisors to give you this kind of advice. Unfortunately, you are in that state at the moment. I am your younger brother. I have no right to tell you anything. But if I don't say this to you, it will be a great lapse on my part. Saying this, Vibhishana begged to Ravana that somehow or the other, you should surrender Sita Devi to Ramachandra and ask for forgiveness. And Ramachandra will give you forgiveness if you ask for it. He will pardon you and let you go. Then Ravana was in a mood to listen to Vibhishana to some level. But these advisors, they caused all the problems. The advisors said, under no circumstances, you are Ravaneshwara. And started glorifying Ravana to such a level that made Ravana feel that he can fight with Ramachandra. In such a way, everything was spoken. So, when Ravana was glorified, naturally because of, that's why Krishna used that word, Rajastama Prakritaya. Rajogunam Prakriti is like that. The moment somebody glorifies you, you'll go way high. You'll get fired up to do anything. If you tell him to kill someone, you'll go and kill him also. That is Rajogunam, isn't it? Rajastama Prakritaya. So that Rajogunam in Ravana would not allow him to take that advice from Vibhishana. So, the three personalities, Vibhishana, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they are three modes of nature. You know that. Kumbhakarna is mode of ignorance, Ravana is passion and Vibhishana is goodness. So, that's how it is presented in the Ramayana. So, when this happened, our Vibhishana tried very hard to change Ravana's mind and Ravana wouldn't agree. So, it was then that Vibhishana decided to leave the association of Ravana and go and take shelter of Ramachandra. So while Vibhishana was leaving, he asked another, anybody else who wants to come with me, he said. He gave the option to others also. So two or three Rakshasas, they joined Vibhishana. Three of them, they joined Vibhishana to go with him. They also thought Vibhishana talked sense. Vibhishana talked sense. So now they have come to see Ramachandra. When they have come, the message was sent to Ramachandra that Vibhishana had come to take shelter. Vibhishana has come to take shelter. So when the message was brought in, Ramachandra did not invite him straight away. He, naturally, in a war, you can expect that there will be some discussions prior to that, isn't it? Whether he is an enemy or a spy, who knows? So there was a discussion in Ramachandra's circle, whether we should accept Vibhishana or not. So, in the Ramayana, when it is spoken, it is like this. That he says there, that the Vibhishana says there, that the whether to accept Vibhishana, question came up. One of Ramachandra's associate, one vanara or monkey, says to Ramachandra, we should not accept him. It is not proper. We should not accept him. Why should we accept him? One, is in the meter this is happening. Another one said, we should accept him, but we should appoint a spy to watch him. Whether he is genuinely come to take our shelter or is he come as a spy working for Ravana. Two people are given these two opinions in that meeting. Then naturally Ramachandra turned to Sugriva and asked to Sugriva, Sugriva, what's your opinion? He says. Sugriva says to him, we should not accept him. Sugriva is saying this. Why? He has let down his brother and he has come here to take our shelter. When Sugriva said this, Ramachandra smiled. In the Valmiki puts it very nicely. that he says there that Sagradeva Prabhanaya Asmin Nidijayachade Abhayam Sarvabhudebhyo Dadami Edad Bratam Manaha. That my policy, Ramachandra is saying, that Sagrat Eva Prabhanaya, whoever comes and takes shelter of me, and Abhayam Sarva Bhudebhyo, that I give shelter to anyone who comes. Dadami Edat Vratam Manaha. That is my Vratam. I have taken this vow to do that. So, when he said that, he says here, that he says, వానరాధిపతేర్వాక్యం శ్రుత్వా సర్వానుదిక్షతు ఈశదుస్తమయమానస్తు లక్ష్మణం పుణ్యలక్షణం. రామచంద్రస్ వర్డ్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ రామచంద్ర ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దే దట్ వానరాధిపతేర్వాక్యం శ్రుత్వా, దట్ మీన్స్ హియరింగ్ సుగ్రీవాస్ వర్డ్స్, సర్వానుదిక్షతు ఈశభూషస్తమయమానస్తు, దట్ రామచంద్ర ఫెల్ట్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ in a smile he gave, a very meaningful smile. Why did he do that? As you know what Sugriva has done. Sugriva himself has done the same thing, isn't it? He has actually asked Ramchandra to help him to kill Bali. In other words, he has betrayed Bali and to escape from Bali's wrath, he had fought with Bali and used Ramchandra against Bali. And here Vibhishana is coming in the same way, more or less in the same situation, against Ravana. And Sugriva is saying to Ramchandra that we should not give him any shelter. So when Ramchandra heard that, he thought that Sugriva has lost it. That he has lost it. That it to such an extent that Sugriva could speak like that, that made Ramchandra to think about that. So he says, Na sarve bhradarastada bhavandi bharadho opama madvidhana pidarputra sukhrudova bhavadvidaham. He says, Na sarve bhradarastada bhavandi bharadho opama. There will never be, Ramchandra is saying there will never be any brothers like Bharata has. Bharata was such a good brother, isn't it? Through and through he stood with Ramachandra. That affection from Bharata is well known to Ramachandra. So he says here, Ramachandra is saying, there will never be a brother like Bharata. And then, Madvidhana Pidur Putra, there will never be a son like me, Ramachandra is saying about himself. Because the sacrifice Ramachandra has made just to uphold the words of Dasharatha. We discussed that before also, isn't it? That when Dasharatha spoke about the going to install Ramchandra as the king, very night Kaikeyi spoke against that, and without saying one word, Ramchandra smiled and left the palace next morning. As you know that Ramayanam story. So the point here is that Ramchandra instructs Lakshmana about that later. That if you don't allow things to get inside the mind, sthitapratnyatvam, that is Ramchandra sthitapratnyatvam, that realized state, always is operating in that state, that he is not allowing sukham and dukham to get inside, keeping it outside. That's what we discuss in the Bhagavad Gita also. So Ramchandra says there at that point that there will be no son like me. And then when Ramchandra smiled, Sugriva understood his mistake. So there was an expression on Sugriva's face that I have spoken something which I shouldn't have spoken. Do you understand what it means? Yeah? That Sugriva was feeling that there is something I shouldn't have spoken. I look like an idiot now. That I have done the same nonsense and now I am saying very strongly, I am recommending to Ramchandra not to accept Vibhishana. Here, there is something more. Vibhishana has left home, isn't it? And has come to Ramchandra's shelter. Ramchandra has not accepted him yet. And it was a state of sannyasa state. In sannyasam, this is what happens. You leave home on the feeling that Krishna will look after you. The sannyasa mantra is all very good. When you chant the mantra that Krishna will protect you, everything. But you have no guarantee. There is no guarantee, is there? You are thinking like that, that you, on a faith you are accepting that. So at that time, when you have left home, you have not taken sannyas yet. You have become sannyasi, but you have left home, but you have not experienced the shelter, Krishna's shelter yet. Proper sannyasam we are talking about now. So in that sannyasam state, it is a big decision in life. That you leave home and then you are in Krishna's hands for food, for shelter, for clothing and for bodily maintenance needs, everything. That is sannyasam. Modern sannyasam is different. But that sannyasam, what Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavadam, Srimad Bhagavadam, and the sannyasa ashram Narada Maharshi spoke to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that is sannyasam proper. And there it is understood. You left home, handed or left everything and gone, and then you don't look back again. Everything in completely under Krishna's shelter. Nowadays, there are many sannyasis who come. If you go to Vrindavan, you will see in the many of the banks, they'll be there on the first or second of the month to collect their pensions. Sannyasis have taken sannyasam, but they are dependent on the pensions. So that is how it is. Has changed a lot, everything. So whatever it may be, here Vibhishana's situation is like that. He has left home and he has come. Ramachandra has not given him shelter yet. So, and still Vibhishana is begging for that mercy, hoping that Ramachandra will accept him in this situation. So when this happened, Ramachandra finally gave that decision to Sugriva, go and bring Vibhishana here now. Go and bring Vibhishana here. Prior to that, after Sugriva, Ramachandra asked Hanuman about this. And Hanuman's reply was, we should accept him. Mitrabhavena sampraptam natyajeyam kathanjana dosho yadi abirasya sadam edad agarhidam. That Krishna, Ramachandra is saying there that I do not desert anyone who arrives with friendly appearance. He has come in a friendly way to us. And his acceptance is sufficient in the eyes of Krishna. In Ramachandra's eyes, his acceptance is sufficient. His acceptance is sufficient. Anayeva harim shreshta dattamasya bhayam maya vibhishanova sugriva yadivaravana swayam. Ramachandra also says at that point that Sugriva, if whether it is you or whether it is Vibhishana or even if it is Ravana comes here asking for my shelter, I'll give it to him. This is my nature. This was Ramachandra's nature. It's also to tell us, Krishna is like that. Krishna, anyone who goes to Krishna for shelter, Krishna will give the shelter. Krishna is not like, it doesn't make any discrimination there. Everyone is welcome to Krishna. So in order to show that Ramachandra is personality of Godhead, he has to act on that level. So he mentions this to Sugriva, that whether even Ravana comes here, I will accept him. That was his words. So, interesting thing here is, Hanuman straight away said that we should accept him. So he was accepted. So, all these things, this is known as Vibhishana's Sharanagati, surrender. This is surrender, proper surrender. And this Vibhishana Sharanagati is a very famous Sharanagati surrender in Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanujas discuss this. Vibhishana Sharanagati is considered very important. Bhakti means Sharanagati. That is the main thing. The key to Bhakti is surrender. Everything else, we can talk about it. That I have performed so much sadhana, I have done this, I have done that. But the key to bhakti is surrender. There is nothing higher than that. Even if you have not performed any sadhana, if your surrender is complete, Krishna is with you. Krishna will accept you. That is the importance of bhakti process. That is why it is so simple in one sense. That you don't have to go through all the shastram, all the sadhana, everything. Sadhana is for chitta shuddhi. We have to do that for our purification. But Ramanujacharya, in Srirangam temple, He was discussing Ramayana once. It's a very interesting story. Listen to this very carefully. So, Ramanuja was discussing Ramayana and this Vibhishana surrender to Ramachandra was being discussed. There are so many verses running into quite a few chapters. Valmiki's Ramayana, this surrender, Vibhishana's arrival, discussions in Ravana's palace, Vibhishana's arrival with the three Rakshasas who left with him, and all these inner circle discussions. Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Sugriva, and Hanuman, and all the other monkeys together. They all had to discuss before accepting Vibhishana into their camp. Before Vibhishana was accepted in the camp. Ramanujacharya was expert in Ramayanam. He is Lakshmana himself. So naturally, he had a lot to say about it, more than anybody else. Isn't it? He had much more to say than others about what happened at that time. He remembered everything. So he was saying this whole scene as though it was happening, he was explaining to them. And there were thousands of people who were listening to Ramanujacharya's discussion on Vibhishana's surrender to Ramachandra. Thousands of people in Srirangam temple were listening to Ramanuja. Ramanuja was talking very, very seriously in full ecstasy because it is his own experience as Lakshmana. That whole memories were coming back to him and he was explaining this to everyone who was present there. Right in the middle of that, one person suddenly got up and walked out from the middle. Right in the middle of the group, say a group of people sitting there, right in front of him he was sitting there and he was listening to all these discussions. So he gets up and he walks out from there. So Ramanuja thought, what has gone wrong? Suddenly one person getting up in the middle of all this and walking out like that. Ramanuja stopped everything and called him back and asked him, what has happened? Why did you leave? Was there something wrong? Has something happened? So when Ramanuja called him back, he came back. And Ramanuja asked him, why did you leave? Did you not like it, Vibhishana surrender? He says to Ramanuja like this. If a person like Vibhishana had come to Ramachandra, and if he has to go through all this scrutiny before he gives shelter to him, I have no chance. He's right, isn't it? Is he right or not? Person like Vibhishana, who is so surrendered, that he has given up his complete attachment to family and everything. He has to take the curse from his brother Ravana. And he has upset Indrajit, Meghanath, all the family members, Mandodari, Ravana's wife, all of them. He has given up complete connection with them and comes and asks for shelter. And here, what's happening? Here, Ramchandra is saying, let's have a meeting first. If he has to go through all this scrutiny before he is accepted, I have no chance, he says. And he says, it's no point in wasting time. We are also in the same thing, isn't it? After chanting 64 rounds for 60 years, even if you are still feeling there is no hope, how would you feel about that? Ramanuja was very, very clever. He was not, that's why he's Ramanuja Acharya. Ramanuja was very clever. He says, wait a minute, he said. Don't give up like this, he said. He says to him, do you know something, he said. Do you remember when Vibhishana came, three Rakshasas also came with him. So when Vibhishana was accepted, they were also accepted with him. So they made it without any problem. Do you see the logic? Ramchandra's logic is that if you take shelter of a first-class devotee who is in that stage like Vibhishana, then even if you are a demon, doesn't matter. If you are with him, you will also get through the queue. Sometimes it happens, isn't it? Suppose you are standing in a queue for Janmashtami festival. There is suddenly a commotion in that. If you manage it somehow, sometimes you'll get into the front of the queue. In similar situation, that Ramanujacharya's point was that in satsangam, if you stay with the devotee, if one person makes it, others also will make it. Because he has got the entry, others also, Ramchandra will say, they can also come. So this is what has happened to Vibhishana. So that person who was leaving, he stayed back. Because he knew, if you stay with Ramanuja, there is chance of escaping from here, and he became a great devotee later. So these histories are there. So satsangam is this, that what is happening in satsangam is that we discuss about Krishna, and if one of us makes it, we'll all make it. That's the proof. That who will get that mercy, we don't know. That Krishna's point is like that. That Prahlada and these personalities, Vibhishana's case, the story is trying to tell us is that this Ramanuja's instance in this, what happened was that Vibhishana escaped, along with that, those three Rakshasas, they have not chanted one round. Remember that. None of these Rakshasas have chanted one round. Ramchandra says they can also come back to Ayodhya. They can also go back to the spiritual world. So, sasna sarve bhradara sarva bhavandi bharato obama madvidhana pidur putra sukhrudova bhavadvidaham. आनयमेवं हरिश्रेष्ठ दत्तमस्यमभयं मया विभीषणो वा सुग्रीव यदि वा रावण स्वयं वेदर इट इज विभीषण वेदर इट इज सुग्रीव और वेदर इट इज इवन रावण हिमसेल्फ इट डजंट मैटर I will accept him. Krishna, Ramachandra says there, Mitra bhavena sampraptam na tyajeyam kathanjana. Dosho yadi abhidasya syal sadam edal agarhidam. Agarhidam. So, in Ramayanam, this story, when it was discussed about that, it is mentioned there, that this experience with Vibhishana Sharanagadi, what we have spoken about that it is an important thing that even though one has given up all the attachment at home, still in the shelter or association of a devotee, it is important. So, that is the story about that. Sugriva's incident, all that. Mitrabhavena sampraptyam natyajande kadanjanam. So, satyavradam satyaparasya satyam satyasya satyam hada satya netram satyalmagam tuam sharanam prapannaha. In the Srimad Bhagavadam, when Krishna's Brahma study happened, when Brahma glorified Krishna, Brahma says there, satyavradam satyaparamcha satyam, that absolute truth is Krishna, and that is what is mentioned there. So when one takes this shelter of Krishna or Ramachandra for that matter, when one takes that shelter, this is called Sharanagadi, this surrender, like the way Vibhishana has surrendered to Ramachandra. So this is called Sharanagadi. Once it is Sharanagadi, Sharanagadi means that you can see there that there is Vibhishana was willing to accept anything after that. It's such a great sacrifice in life to walk away from home in that mood of surrender to Krishna. That is what Vibhishana has done there. So by doing that, Vibhishana has become Ramachandra's property now. It's Ramachandra's property. Vibhishana is Ramachandra's property. So generally devotees have this relationship with Krishna that Krishna is my supreme personality of Godhead, we worship Krishna, that Krishna is protecting me. We say like that, isn't it? Krishna is protecting me. But there is a little difference here, that being protected by Krishna and we coming under Krishna's protection is two different things. When we say Krishna is protecting me, Krishna can protect you and may not protect you. It depends. But once a devotee has become Krishna's property, then Krishna has to protect him. That is surrender. Krishna has to protect him. He has no alternative. That is Krishna's words in the Ramayanam as well as in the Bhagavadam. So, he says here that a surrender, that once you have surrendered to Krishna, you are completely free then. There is no more a responsibility. Krishna is the operator and you are the machine. Krishna is the operator and you are the machine. And and we have completely become independent then. We have completely become independent. We have no pride after that and there is no responsibility either. There is no responsibility either. That is perfect surrender. There is no more responsibility afterwards. That Balava Kredayadi. Just like that is why if you notice all the self-realized souls, they are like children, isn't it? Jada Unmata Pishachavad. Balo Unmata Pishachavad. Like when we talk about Sukadeva Goswami and others, the Dattatreya Maharshi, you will see in the Bhagavadam mentioned like that. Bala Unmata Pishachavad. Why? No responsibility anymore about their own body, their own maintenance. To such an extent, the surrender is complete in them. The surrender is totally complete in them. Therefore, there is no responsibility in their mind anymore about anything. You see, that is why they are able to move around in this world in that children's mind. The children's mind. Why are we so much in anxiety? Because of all the duty, what we have pulled upon our head. isn't it? So we are always in stress, always in anxiety. Realized souls, they have no anxiety because they have completely taken Krishna's shelter, in other words. Therefore, all anxieties have gone. Sagradeva prabhanayam avayam sarvabhudebhyam. So that kind of surrender is what is mentioned in the Bhagavadam. So one thing to remember here is that in satsangam, if it leads to surrender, sharanagati, you can say the satsangam is effective. On the end, satsangam is effective. So then we talk about Maya. Remember Maya, Mayasuran? Mayasura's story is like this. Maya was a shilpi, wasn't it? He could build things. Like Vishwakarma for demigods, he could build palaces and all that. So, when the Gandava Daham, when Gandava forest was set fire, when fire god, Agni wanted to eat the fire of the forest, the forest was set fire, and Mayasura was present there at that time, and it was then that Krishna decided to kill Maya and finish him up. But Maya took shelter of Arjuna. Maya took shelter of Arjuna. And Maya has built the palace for the Pandavas. So therefore, pleased with Maya's service, Arjuna decided to give shelter to Maya. And because Arjuna decided to give shelter to Maya, immediately Krishna decided to let him go, allowed him to escape from that. So you can see that association with a great personality like Arjuna has protected Maya from that situation. Now, we go in. These are all personalities mentioned in the Bhagavadam, those who have advanced due to association. Now we have this interesting personality, Sugriva. Sugriva's story. Sugriva's case. What qualification Sugriva has got, strictly speaking? And in Ramayanam, Ramachandra gave him liberation to Sugriva. He's Bali's younger brother, isn't it? When Ramachandra went first time to see Sugriva, how did he go? You must have read that in Ramayanam. Story is there. That first Lakshmana said, Hanuman came for meeting with Ramachandra and Lakshmana, and he said to Ramachandra and Lakshmana that Sugriva would like to meet you, and you should go to Sugriva and discuss with him and make a relationship. And if you make an arrangement, it is possible that we can find where Sita Devi is at the moment. Sugriva has a huge army, and with his help we will find out where she is. And then if necessary we have to go to war, Sugriva will help you. So Sugriva won't go to see Ramachandra and Lakshmana. So Ramachandra and Lakshmana agree to go and see Sugriva. First thing, that is Sugriva. He won't go to see Ramachandra. Ramachandra and Lakshmana should come and see him. So he is sitting there in Rishimugachalam, ready to receive Ramachandra and Lakshmana. There was also another reason. Once you leave Rishimugachalam, Sugriva can be attacked by Bali. So the fear was inside in Sugriva's mind. One thing. Secondly, the word, if you look at Rishya Mokha Achalam, the word itself is Rishi Mokham Achalam. Three words is make that. In other words, that is where the presence of sages, in other words, a lot of satsangam was going on there. In the assembly of Hanuman and so many other sages who were present there. So, when Ramachandra and Lakshmana, they went to see Sugriva in Rishimugachalam, Hanuman carried them on the shoulders, both of them, and brought them there in front of Sugriva. When they arrived there, Sugriva's courtesy, you should see, won't even ask Ramachandra to sit down. And eventually, other people who were present there, they brought something for him to sit. Nothing was offered to Lakshmana. So eventually he kicks one stone and tells Lakshmana to sit on that. This is how civilized our Sugriva was. So he says this to Sugriva to sit down, and Lakshmana got very upset about that. What happened at that time? Then Then it was then that as soon as you notice also Sugriva's mentality, when Bali went to fight the battle with a demon inside a cave, they were fighting. Sugriva waited outside for a certain period of time and then covered it with a stone, the entry to the cave, and went back and immediately sat on the throne, Bali's throne, very happily. And wanted to have Bali's wife as his wife, and all desires he had, and this is Sugriva's background. This, all these things we are saying, just to know what kind of personality Sugriva is. So Sugriva has done this to Bali, and not only that, Sugriva will also tell lies. A lot of lies he spoke. So when Ramachandra came and Lakshmana came, and when the negotiation started between Ramachandra and Sugriva, Ramachandra says to Sugriva that your problem is that Bali is a problem. My problem is that Ravana has somebody has taken Sita Devi, I have to find Sita. So I will make sure, I'll give you all support and make sure that you are taken care of. I will kill Bali and I'll protect you. In return, you have to help me to finding Sita. This was the negotiation between Sita, Ramachandra and Sugriva. That. So when these negotiations happened, Sugriva says to Ramachandra, I don't know whether you will be able to kill Bali. We don't know that, do we? I mean, you don't know Bali, how powerful Bali is. So he says to Ramachandra that I'm going to put you through some tests, whether you are capable of doing that or not. It is there in the Ramayanam, you can read that. There are two tests Ramachandra has to do. One was, in one arrow, he has to shoot 7 trees, they were standing one after the other. With one arrow, he has to pierce all 7 of them. One. Secondly, there was Dundubi, a demon. His head was lying there on the floor, which was very big and very heavy head. Ramchandra had to kick that with his toe and move it from there. So Ramchandra had to go through these two tests before he was accepted by Sugriva. Now, why is this all this spoken to us? We are also like that. We want to test Krishna first. Is he doing everything what I am asking him to do? If he is doing everything, then he passes the test. But when he puts us on tests, we don't pass. We complain. It works both ways, isn't it? It's not a one-way traffic, is it? We put tests on Krishna first. If Krishna passes the test, then it's okay. But when Krishna puts us on test, when talking about spiritual life, we don't pass. And then we say that, oh, why is Krishna putting me through all these tests? So we are also like Sugriva. There's not much different than Sugriva and us. This is the point. Valmiki is making a joke about us in a very, very funny way. He's telling us that Sugriva has done all these things, and I'm sure that you are also doing exactly the same thing. It's quite common in this world, isn't it? We come to Krishna consciousness after 6 months and chanting and association, we start talking about Radharani's pastimes with Krishna. After 6 months. After 1 year, we want to find our identity in the spiritual world. After 1 year. It's sometimes surprising we have waited 1 year to do that. This is too late, I thought. Should start much earlier than that. So this is us. So the question is that the spiritual life is something where we have no control on all this. It's not a project we are executing on a time-bound schedule. It's something that has to happen inside. And when the time is ripe and Krishna feels that the person is ready to accept, Krishna will accept that devotee. So, strictly speaking, Sugriva had no qualification. All his activities were like this. He was testing Ramachandra. He was not very courteous to Lakshmana and Ramachandra also, when Ramachandra departed from there, Hanuman paid obeisances. Sugriva didn't. He was thinking, I'm negotiating with him on an equal level. Where's the question of any obeisances? This was his, Lakshmana says here, that, so this happened. And then, addition to that, Sugriva's nature, if you look, after Bali was killed, and Sugriva was installed on the throne, rainy season starts it. So, Ramachandra told Lakshmana, and to Sugriva also, now that the rainy season has started, we have to wait for the search to start. Sita Devi, search for Sita Devi to start. So, he also, Ramachandra felt that this poor fellow, Sugriva, he had been given, gone through enough trouble from Bali. So, let him have a good time for a couple of months before he starts his inquiry for Sita Devi. Saying all this, it is Chaturmasyam time. So, saying all this, Ramachandra said to Sugriva, you go back to the palace and stay comfortably. We will stay in the forest. Ramachandra and Lakshmana were staying in the forest at that time. Kishkinda. They were staying in Kishkinda. So, they go and Ramachandra and Lakshmana were staying. It was those 2 months that Ramachandra was instructing Lakshmana on transcendental knowledge. There's a lot of discussions between Ramachandra and Lakshmana on spiritual life. Important part in the Ramayana. So, it is then, after 2 months have gone, there was no effort from Sugriva's side to come back and to contact Ramachandra. Day after day passed and there was no news from Sugriva at all. It was then that Ramachandra called Lakshmana one day and told him to go and mention it to Sugriva that time has over, that why has he not done anything about this, searching for Sita Devi. When Lakshmana arrived there, Lakshmana immediately was waiting for this instruction to come. He got instruction, he went there. As soon as he got there, what he saw that the Sugriva situation, Sugriva was highly intoxicated. He was heavily drunk. Not only he was drunk, that he could not recognize who has come. He didn't even know who has come. So there, Valmiki is making some statements that he was so absorbed in the alcohol and in his sense gratification that he couldn't recognize Sugriva, Lakshmana, and Lakshmana had to make him realize who had come. So Lakshmana spoke some strong words, somehow it hit him, that the same arrow which was used to kill Bali is not rusted, it is still ready there, and she spoke exactly the same way. On the other hand, Lakshmana went there with the intention of killing Sugriva. That is how the mood was. But Ramachandra knew very well that this can happen, and so therefore he told Lakshmana not to do it, but to go smoothly. And then he reminded Sugriva, and Sugriva woke up from his intoxicated state, came to his senses, and then when he realized that Ramachandra is very upset with him, immediately woke up and came into action. All that things happened later. So, when all these things are happening, then Lakshmana says there that generally, it is mentioned like this, that generally to go back to Krishna, we have to follow some yoga system, isn't it? Jnana Yogam, Bhakti Yogam, or if you say Karma Yogam, one of the yoga system, Ashtanga Yogam, so many yoga processes. Sugriva has no yogam. He hasn't had any yogam. Neither jnanam, nor bhakti, nor karmam, nor ashtangam, nor rajayogam, nothing. So Hanuman says to Lakshmana, therefore he cannot come to you, we have to go to him. This is the reason why Hanuman puts forward to Lakshmana. Because Lakshmana said, why not Sugriva come here? So Hanuman says to him, he has no yogam in him. No yoga system he is practicing. So, so in other words, that Sugriva had no pious activities to his credit to become liberated. To become liberated. There is nothing to his credit. And this Sugriva, Krishna, Ramachandra hands over liberation to him. So, but Ramachandra knew one thing, that this fellow shouldn't explain like, should not escape like this. So what he did was, before he killed Bali, he made Bali to smack him a lot, beat him up quite a lot, beating like that for a few days. Sugriva's ego gone. Otherwise Sugriva was not ready, because Ramchandra thought, I'll give the whole dosage in one lot. 10 tablets, 500 milligrams paracetamol in one lot given to Sugriva. Sugriva was not ready otherwise for anything. He was not having any spiritual, he was not having any credit to have any spiritual benefit. Nothing was there in his bank account. It was zero, no money in the bank account. So this was Sugriva's situation. So Sugriva need to be given something. So Ramachandra, that is why you see there in Ramayana, when you read, you will see that for a few days the fight went on. And Sugriva was getting beaten right, left and center by Bali. And Sugriva is thinking, why is he not killing? Why Ramachandra is not killing Bali? And Ramachandra was giving excuses that I can't distinguish between you two, who is who. If I shoot the arrow and if you get killed, what will happen? All these kind of excuses Ramachandra was making. Strictly speaking, the reason was this, that Ramachandra felt, I'll give shelter to him, because after all, he's my man. But before he goes, he should be properly get prepared for that. So, a few days of torture. Guantanamo Bay situation for Sugriva had to go through that. So, Sugriva was accepted. And remember, Sugriva has not even done Sharanagati like Vibhishana has done. No time he has done any Sharanagati. All the time it's on an equal level, with Ramchandra dealing with equal level. That is Sugriva. So, and whenever he left Ramachandra, he used to shake hands with Ramachandra. Not even Hanuman used to pay obeisances. Sugriva used to leave shaking the hands, the modern way. So, all these things, that one thing to understand is that the Sugriva's pastime we are discussing was this reason. That it is not because of our qualification we escape from material world. Not because of our qualification. If Krishna feels some mercy, it will happen. Only due to Kripa. It is only due to mercy it happens. Nothing else. So, therefore, when all the ego goes inside, that is the state when that mercy starts coming from Krishna. So, when ego completely goes away, ahankaram, the false ego goes away from inside, then we become qualified. So the ego has to go. That's why Sugriva was beaten many days, so that ego goes away from inside. Eventually Sugriva could accept his situation, what he is. So because of Hanuman's association, and because of that, Ramachandra gave Sugriva a position. And eventually install him as the king of the Vanaras. So, Ramachandra's mercy is what has made that situation to happen. Normally, an ordinary conditioned soul, isn't it? Whom we are all belong to, that category. The so-called conditioned soul. So the conditioned soul, when he is accepted by Krishna, when conditioned soul is accepted by Krishna, immediately he may not come to the bhakti situation, bhakti process. Sadhana bhakti is not taken that seriously in spiritual life. Sadhana bhakti is only there for chitta shuddhi. Proper bhakti, which is known as para bhakti, which is the bhakti that is discussed in the Bhagavadam and in Bhagavad Gita, that para bhakti state is complete surrender and total acceptance from Krishna, which is a different thing. Sadhana bhakti state is what we are executing, sadhana. And this state of bhakti is a different situation. So, when ordinary situation, even if a jiva executes sadhana bhakti, there is no complete acceptance from Krishna's side yet, because of the false ego inside. False ego is there, simultaneously we are executing the bhakti process also. So, Krishna says here that in these relationships, a personality like Sugriva, Sugriva was a monkey. What is monkeys famous for? Sex life, isn't it? That's their biggest sense gratification. So a person who is absorbed in so much sense gratification, which was Sugriva, and who had such a big false ego, even such a personality Ramachandra has accepted. So, if such a thing can happen to Sugriva, normally we will understand it this way. Let me make it a little bit more clear. When we take Krishna shelter, we have not surrendered. We have not surrendered to Krishna. So long as the surrender is not there, the response from Krishna is also same. Ye yadha mam prabadyande tamsta daiva bhajamyaham. Mama varpmanu vartande manushya partha sarvasha. Krishna says. So, ye yadha mam prabadyande is the law. Ye yadha mam prabadyande is the law. That according to the sharanagati, according to the surrender, Krishna will accept us. Krishna will accept us. So, so because it is like that, although so many mistakes, offenses we commit in spiritual life, if we understand the principle of Sharanagati or surrender, or the thoughts of Sharanagati inside is strong in a person, in such a situation, even if offenses happen from us to others or to Lord, Krishna tolerates that. That is a greatness. Krishna's greatness is like that. Sometimes we say that we are frightened of offenses to others. Isn't it? Every time people say, oh, I have committed this offense, that offense and all. We are meant to commit offenses. That's why we are called conditioned souls. If we are liberated souls, I agree, we won't commit any offenses. The fact that we are committing offenses is a proof that we are conditioned soul. So the conditioned soul is meant to commit offenses. He is not meant to be acting in a liberated platform. It's not possible. He has got all the vasanas inside to commit offenses. He will commit offenses. That's what that Chitrakedu story is also showing. That vasanas have not gone from inside, and so long as vasanas are there, offenses are bound to happen. Externally, you can't change anything, anybody. This is the big difference between the Vedic thinking and all other religious thoughts. In other religious thoughts, they give you instructions from outside. In Vedic thinking, the problem is all inside, not outside. You see the difference? That vasanas inside in a person, if it is very strong to commit criminal activities, no amount of instructions from outside will help. First thing, that vasana should go from inside. So the remedy or the treatment has to be inside, not outside. That's why if you look into this world history itself, so many great personalities have come, given instructions and gone. But the world is getting worse day by day. Why? Why is that? If all those great souls who have come to this world, who have given us so much instructions, so many religious processes, so many great personalities, they have left so many valuable instructions. They have given all of this to us, but the world situation day by day is getting worse. Why is it? This is the proof that the Vedic thinking is that all these instructions won't help, because inside you have these strong vasanas in a person. We have to recognize that. That from several lifetimes we have brought with us so many unwanted anarthas with us, that that tendency in us to commit sinful activities will continue. So therefore, Krishna's point is here that so, like in the case of Sugriva, what has happened? That Sugriva was finding it difficult to give up sinful activities. Only one thing that Sugriva had hope, that was Krishna's mercy. That's the only way Sugriva could escape. You can't do anything with Sugriva. It was a hopeless situation. So at that time, the mercy comes. So now you see the value of mercy, Krishna's mercy. So it is this mercy that Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamegam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva bhavebhyo mokshayishyami mahashucha. We think that, oh, I've surrendered now, why is liberation not coming? We are asking this question, isn't it? It will not come because Krishna is concerned. First of all, sarva dharman parityajya, that sarva dharman parityajya is easy, that all dharma I have given up, but mamegam sharanam vraja is difficult. That has not happened. So once somebody was speaking about this verse in a class, and he said that after the class he said, I have done the first line, I have accepted. I have practically taken into my heart, sarva dharmam parityajya, I have given up my home, I have given up my job, I have given my all other comforts in this life. He said, sarva dharmam parityajya. But mamegam sharanam raja, I have not done that. So the answer was, aham tvam sarva bhavibhyo, you are freed from all your papam, sinful activities, but you have to wait for moksha ishyami mahashuja. That's not going to happen now. In other words, what the point is this, bhakti is nothing but sharanagati, surrender. Surrender is the key for bhakti. You can run any big institution with all kinds of show and opulences. Nothing will work till this one thing happens. So bhakti is on that platform. Bhakti, beauty of bhakti is that simply by surrendering, complete surrender to Krishna, dependence on Krishna, that is what makes bhakti success. Otherwise nothing else. And there are all these examples in the Bhagavatam. Sugriva, Mahabali, Vibhishana. And Sugriva is a special case, but Mahabali, Vibhishana, Prahlada, all these personalities, simply through the process of bhakti and surrender, they attained perfection in spiritual life. When we take to spiritual life, thinking about sadhana, process of sadhana, deity worship, and all other things, they are all there to bring you to this one point of surrender. If surrender hasn't happened, no matter what we do in this world, it is not going to happen. We'll discuss it next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.